USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia. Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult Politico national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of Independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin gets pranked. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The one-time Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin upset that she got tricked into an interview with a disguised comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame, among other things. The British comedian apparently disguised himself this time as a disabled veteran to interview Palin for an upcoming TV show that is in fact going to be airing on Showtime. But Palin says she flew from Alaska to Washington, D.C. for what was pitched to her as an interview for a legitimate historical documentary. Palin called Cohen's humor sick, evil, and exploitive. She also is calling on Cohen to donate proceeds from the show Who is America to veterans charities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion happened just north of Madison, Wisconsin yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 12 boys rescued from flooded caves in northern Thailand made the two-finger victory sign in their hospital beds today. Major Clark Hodges was on that rescue team. He joined the Today Show to talk about a rescue of this magnitude.
So as we look at missions like this, we put them out on a risk matrix. And this one, due to the extreme physical hazards, due to the fatigue hazards, due to the factors of if any equipment breaks down, that's life-saving equipment, and it could have catastrophic results if that equipment doesn't hold up. When you look at that on a risk matrix, it comes out as being extremely high risk level. And when you look at historically anyone ever doing this, there's no precedent that's been set. We looked at this and we thought this has a very low probability of success. And I felt like I was being optimistic when I told the governor of Chiang Rai when he asked that in my mind the potential chance of success was anywhere from 60 to 70%. We were fully expecting casualties. The multinational effort, though, actually absolutely knocked it out of the park. Everybody came together on this, and if there wasn't teamwork coming from every single direction, then this would not have been a success.
So far, so good regarding the boys' health. Now, they will have to be in the hospital for 7 days and then rest at home for another 30 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.